Welcome to the TAG Sustainability Talk Podcast, where we bring you insightful conversations and deep dives into the world of sustainable living. On this show, we'll be chatting with a variety of experts to explore the latest in sustainability topics. Plus, we'll be revisiting some of the most intriguing panel discussions from the TAG Smart Communities and Sustainability Society, and getting even more in-depth with the incredible panelists. So grab your headphones and join us on this journey towards a greener, smarter future. We can't wait to share these conversations with you. Hey there, listeners. Welcome to TAG Sustainability Talk, the go-to podcast for all things smart communities, clean tech, and sustainability in the great state of Georgia. I'm Drew Backus. Today, we have a very special guest joining us once again. Cynthia Curry is back to dive into some of the exciting topics that she touched on during the second annual Georgia Cleantech Outlook panel discussion. We'll be discussing the power of collaboration in Atlanta, the initiatives driving cleantech growth, how we're building a circular EV economy in Georgia, and much more. It's going to be a fascinating conversation you won't want to miss. I'm here with Cynthia Curry from the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and we are going to do a follow-up to our last podcast, the second annual Georgia Cleantech Outlook for 2025 panel discussion. So, Cynthia, thank you for being on the podcast again, and I wanted to jump in with a question that you mentioned that collaboration is Atlanta's superpower, and I absolutely love that. It's a catchphrase, I'd say. But what are some of the biggest challenges in maintaining and expanding that collaborative ecosystem?
Yeah, I do always say that Atlanta has the superpower of collaboration. And I do think that's one thing that sets us apart from almost every other region in the country. The main thing that we have and the main kind of challenges that we're breaking down with that is a lot of regions kind of operate in silos. And Atlanta is really, really good about joining forces and sharing best practices and sharing resources and sharing knowledge. So one of the main things that I do in my room, officially the Senior Director of Clean Tech Ecosystem Expansion. And what that means is I try to rally that clean tech ecosystem together. I try to break down those silos and make sure that everyone's in contact with one another in the space. I'm making sure that we're connecting corporate partners with startup partners just so that they can share their experiences and resources and all kind of row in the same direction, as Bill Nussey likes to say. Another big part of my role is expanding all of the evangelizing, I should say, all of the amazing work that's happening in the Atlanta clean tech system. Since we have so much going on and it's all happening really, really fast, it's hard to keep up with, even for me. So a lot of my time is spent researching what's going on here, who's moving here, what are they doing, making sure that I'm pushing that out onto our social media channels and getting that out into the... And we do a lot of work making sure that the leaders of our clean tech ecosystem get on stage and talk about what they're doing. So really, it's all about just glorifying the work and making sure that we all know what each other are doing so that we can support each other in the way that's possible, which, you know, again, is a Southern thing. So I embrace that fully, and I'm so grateful to be able to do that every single day.
Yeah, staying on top of what's new.
It's a lot.
I don't even have words for it because it's a full-time job. So is there anything that the MAC is looking to highlight in the upcoming?
Yeah, we've done a lot of initiatives that we've got launched this year. We worked on getting them launched last year that helped with this collaboration. I work really closely with the Georgia Tech Strategic Energy Institute, which has over 1,000 people working in energy in Atlanta, and I just love them so much. So I work really closely with them, and we launched last year the ATL Clean Tech Connect, and that is a quarterly kind of communing of the clean tech ecosystem. It's a mix of kind of a networking and community building place and a learning opportunity. So we've done everything from panels on the built environment. Our last one was the energy water nexus. So we have about a 45-minute or hour-long panel kind of highlighting some of the work that's happening in the clean tech space in the region. And then we book in that with about 30 minutes of drinks and pizza or snacks or whatever. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and it really brings together all different facets of the clean tech community. There's students there from universities and colleges all around the region. There's startups there. There's insters there. There are civic people there. And there's, of course, corporate partners there. So we're thrilled to have that kind of full-fledged in its second year this year. So loving that. I also started ATL Clean Tech Coalition, which is a group of the clean tech leaders of the clean tech companies around the area. I jokingly say it's kind of like a therapy session. We all get together and talk about what's happening, what needs to happen, who needs to meet who's working on what grants, what's happening in the region. So we can all make sure that we're providing each other's help where it's appropriate. Bill Nussie has helped me kind of stand that up unofficially, but he's one of my idols in the space, and I so admire and appreciate his help with that. So that's another reason that we kind of get everyone together. Atlanta Mac actually has an I&E team and an entrepreneurship and innovation team. They do tons of work in the startup ecosystem as well, and a lot of that, of course, falls in the clean tech space. So we do a lot of work on that as well. And then everything we do really at Mac supports the thriving of startups. I mean, that's not our whole role, but one of our main roles is to create jobs and investment in the area. And that does mean attracting companies to move to Georgia, but it also means making sure that the companies that are here, that start here, are well taken care of, and that they have access to all the resources that they need to grow and thrive. And we do that by partnering with our economic development partners at GDEC and Georgia Power and the counties that they're in, to make sure that they just have the full resources that they need to scale and turn into unicorns.
That's amazing. It's great that it's not like the phone carrier model where you're only rewarding the new people that
Right. It's not that at all.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. It's so much easier to invest in the people that are already here than bringing a lot of the new business in. I'd say it's a little better value, I think. You could probably speak better to that.
Well, we like to do both. I mean, it all builds up the ecosystem as a whole. I mean, you need corporates, you need startups. It's good to have objective opinions that come into and objective ways of doing things that come into the region. But yes, we want to make sure and 100% take care of our companies that start here so that they can grow here and stay here.
Yes. Absolutely. So jumping to a bit of the economic development.
Yep.
So one of the things, we had an event not too long ago that was at the COP
Clean Tech Accelerator. Yes.
And I know Cox is doing a lot of work in that space and just in the sustainability space. But are there any other companies that would be good to highlight are really kind of pushing that ecosystem as well?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, Cox is amazing. They've been kind of, I always joke that they're the OG of sustainability in Atlanta. They've been focusing on sustainability since it was even a really buzzword that was pushing things around. So they've invested in clean tech companies for years, and they've always put sustainability at the core of their business. So we were so thrilled when they partnered with Generator, who's an amazing Southeast accelerator program, to launch the clean tech innovation hub in Atlanta. And Miguel and Hannah are rock stars to run that. So that's some of the corporate engagement in Atlanta. Another big corporate engagement in the clean tech space, I mentioned Bill Nussie again, he's like my hero, is the Engage program, which I'm not sure how many people are familiar with Engage, but Engage is a corporate partnership program for startups and growth stage companies. It's kind of a flip the script kind of program where the companies are coming to the startups with the problems that they want to solve. So they are directly connected with those startups and with the corporates in the space. And so they have an automatic client. Atlanta, we love customers more than investments, right? We really want companies to grow and be able to, their customers to fuel their growth as much as investments in them. So the Engage program is an incredible way to do that. I should have written down the number. I don't know the exact number of corporates that they have involved, but it's up in 8 or 10. And it's companies like Delta and Honeywell and UPS. So really, really big players in the space. That's another huge, huge partner for corporate work. The clean tech ecosystem is so varied here. We've got kind of a bigger focus in 3 or 4 areas. We have a huge focus in electrification, both e-mobility, so, you know, transportation electrification, and the built environment electrification. Also a huge, huge focus on solar in the Atlanta area, in Georgia, across the state, and also hydrogen. So those are 3 kind of key clean tech transitions that are pushing forward work. And so let's just talk EV. Georgia is building an entire circular EV ecosystem, which is kind of one of the huge reasons that we are excelling in this space. So we have the OEMs that make the cars, right, make the EVs, like Kia and Hyundai are here, Rivian's coming. And we have the chip makers, Micron is here. We have battery recyclers here, which is super, super rare. Ascend Elements, yes, is here, kind of learning what to do with those batteries at the end of life, learning how to reclaim those critical minerals and reuse those. We have battery manufacturers here, like Dootz, EV infrastructure companies that, like EnviroSpark, that are putting the infrastructure all across the state. So the really beautiful thing about the EV ecosystem is that circular economy. So
no, that's beautiful.
Those are some of the EV companies. In the solar space, we have Qcells that has come here. They made the biggest investment in the Western Hemisphere in solar power right here, wow, in Georgia, which is amazing.
That is.
And when they are up and running, they will produce 40% of the country's solar power. So Qcells is amazing. I also love Cherry Street Energy. They're a growth stage power company focusing a lot on solar as well. We have EnviroSpark here that's doing EV installation. Those are some of the ones that are examples of those three spaces. And then Plug is here for the hydrogen space.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's transition over to some of the smaller companies. How can some of the smaller companies in the area get involved in the clean tech space?
Yes, that's one of the reasons that we've worked so hard to establish some community connections, because we feel it is so important for us to honor and help those startups thrive as well. So I mentioned earlier that we have the ATL Clean Tech Connect with Strategic Energy Institute. We do that once a quarter. Our next one is April 30th, and it's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m., and we're highlighting kind of energy storage on that. So it'll be on the Tech Square campus and at the Stryten Energy Center, I think. So keep an eye open for details on that. It'll be on LinkedIn, and we'll be sending around information about it. So I'm sure you'll see it in the community. And then another way to really get involved in the community, which I've done for years and years, is the TAG Smart Communities and Sustainability chapter. So I was co-chair of that past 2 years with Jonathan Siskin, and we've just transferred that leadership over, and the group is really, really thriving. This podcast is a perfect example of the kind of work they're doing to really spread the word about the clean tech ecosystem and the clean tech innovation that's happening in our region. And we also have multiple events with our chapter every year. I think we've got over 10 or 12 events lined up for this year. So that's another wonderful way to get, absolutely, connected with the community. And then I would just say, just dive into the community in general, follow your passion. And there's a lot of sustainability groups out there. So make sure you get involved with the community and get engaged and get out and meet people face to face. We're out of the COVID world, so get out there and talk to people and shake their hand and tell your story. I think,
yes,
that's my biggest advice.
I know it's sad to think that that's kind of the old school mentality.
School. Yes, I'm of that generation. So get out there.
So I'm curious. I know being the clean tech, and that doesn't necessarily mean energy, but how do smaller businesses get involved with Georgia Power? And because I can imagine there is a lot that has to happen for a company to be able to either put something on the grid or introduce something that is going to affect large amounts of power.
Yes, I cannot speak for Georgia, okay, Power and how they do their procurement, but I can say that they are constantly supporting startups in the region and constantly putting clean tech innovation, okay, forward. They've created a beautifully diverse power opportunities in Georgia. So we have such diverse renewable energy options in Georgia, which is very rare. And I know that they do connect with the startup environment, but I don't know what their procurements are.
No, and that's fair.
I do know that they are very involved from an economic development standpoint. They have a whole economic development team, and they're always talking to these startups with us to make sure they know what they need. So other than that, I'm not sure what the process is, but I do know they're very engaged.
Yeah, it's just popped into my mind. Okay, I know a lot of the recent political changes have caused a little uncertainty with the federal policies like the IRA. And I was just curious, how is Georgia positioning itself to sustain this clean energy investment and just the momentum that we've been building?
Yeah, we have been building so much momentum. And, you know, thankfully, we have been on this journey long before the IRA was ever introduced. So we brought SK Battery here, which is a Korean company, years and years ago. And that started kind of this love that we have for the clean tech ecosystem and this push that we have to grow it. And then, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago, Governor Kemp launched EMEA, which is the Electronic Mobility Innovation Alliance. Mm-hmm. I chaired that innovation committee. And we had innovations, supply chain, education, infrastructure, and one other team. And we spent several months evaluating Georgia and what our opportunities were to excel in the clean tech space.
Okay.
And then we presented to Governor Kemp several opportunities for engagement for Georgia. And so that led to and increased the speed of the clean tech development that was happening here. So yes, it's been great to have money that's come from the government, but we were doing this before it happened and train has left the station. We will continue to do this work and we will continue to carry forward Governor Kemp's goal of making Georgia a global leader in e-mobility. So I feel good about it. I feel that we're going to move forward and persevere.
Yeah, and I know, as we alluded to, a lot of the infrastructure has already been built, such as a lot of the big factories.
Yep.
That will keep those projects
Absolutely.
Moving
Kia
forward.
Kia is moving right forward right now. They're producing both ICE vehicles, which are internal combustion engine vehicles, and EV vehicles. And it's incredible. We actually went on a tour of their plant a few months ago, and it's amazing what they're doing there. It's clean as a whistle. You could eat off that floor.
Sorry, I missed that.
Stuart Countess is doing just absolutely incredible work at that. So yes, that's just an example of things that we've already been doing and things that we will continue to do. Hyundai is pushing forward. SK is pushing forward. And we have such huge, huge advancements in clean tech and engagement of those companies that it's not going to be any kind of issue.
Okay, great. Well, Cynthia Curry, thank you so much for being on this episode. And I have thoroughly enjoyed discussing this with you. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to it as well.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Tag Sustainability Talk podcast. We hope you find our discussions both enlightening and inspiring. More information about becoming a member of the Technology Association of Georgia, Georgia's largest technology association, and to access exclusive content and events, please visit tagonline.org. While you're there, you can visit the Society's page and check out our list of upcoming events or pick up a copy of the latest ecosystem report. If you'd like to get in touch with us or learn more about the Society, please reach out through the Tag Smart Communities and Sustainability Society page on LinkedIn. Until next time, keep learning and pushing towards a more sustainable future.